All right, buddy, let's do it.
Come on, let's go.
Hey, it's the Noise Hall with Dave and Joel. Hey, it's the Noise Hall with Dave and Joel. We're gonna write some stupid songs, so come and sing along. Yeah, it's the Noise Hall with Dave and Joel.
And you freeze, then the bee doesn't move around anymore, and you can stick a piece of string to it, and you've got a pet bee. You've got a pet bee. It will stay on the string like a leash.
But when you're mean to me, I am a bee. I will sting you in the knees. I will sting your knees like a bunch of bees. I will sting your knees.
So was that? I go, turn the reverb off.
Yeah, goddamn it.
I'm not in a cave. I swear.
I know.
I swear to God. I'm not trying to convince anyone that I'm in a cave right now.
I think that was Morrissey singing about bees.
Was it Morrissey or was it Robert Smith?
Was it?
I don't know. Who's more likely to sing about bees? Can we have some emails sent in answering that question, please? Otherwise, we're going to be trapped in the...
If it was Robert, it would have been more like...
Oh, I don't want to be a bee. That's not me.
Oh, there was a flower and it was so lonely. But then the bee came along and he rubbed his knees. And I said, hey, baby, won't you climb in my flower? And he said, oh, is this how we do it? Bees fucking, flowers sucking. That's my time in the garden.
Yeah, okay. Gary, shut up.
That's a song about everything in the garden getting very sexy with each other.
I still don't know if it was Robert Smith or Morrissey. I feel like we didn't get any closer to solving that. Hi!
Hello.
This is The Noise Hole with Dave and Joel.
Episode 2 of The Noise Hole. It's going fantastically
well
so far.
Unless we listened to episode 1 and went, uh-uh. Then this is episode 1.
Oh, this might be the premiere one? Okay, a second chance. Brilliant.
You never know. You never know.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Listen.
What's up?
I think it's important this early on that we... establish a premise. That we really establish a premise.
Okay.
And we try and keep it sensical.
Yes.
The premise is,
let's not mumble, is what you're trying to say.
I'm Joel. That's Dave.
Hello.
You may know Dave from...
Well, I do stuff like Cyanide and Happiness, make cartoons and comics and stuff like that.
That makes sense.
Yes.
I am a writer and voice actor for Cyanide and Happiness, and also I made comics and podcasts called Hijinks and Sue.
Uh-huh.
Long time ago.
And look, man.
But now... now we've said, you know what? Fuck it.
We're fed up that
all
comic
that's
shit.
Over.
All that comic shit is over. We want to break free. We
want to break free.
We want to make it big in the music world.
Yeah, we want people to look at us and go, "Hey, those funny boys. They're funny with guitars."
We are so sick of jumping up and down on the bed in our socks playing guitar. We want to get out there and play in our socks on Madison Square Garden.
I would put a bed in Madison Square Garden and jump up and down on it on my socks. And I would be like, you're paid for this. You paid $500 a ticket, you idiots.
You think that's how, I guess that's how the biggest bands on earth started. The Rolling Stones, they're all jumping around on the bed.
Okay, hang on.
This might be funny. This might be more fun if we do it with guitars.
Was that Keith?
Is that what they sound like?
Was that Keith?
Which one? I don't know.
Does
anyone know what they really sound like? What's their speaking voices like?
We're just all people.
Keith probably sounds like this.
I smoke 200 fags a day.
Hey, hang on. By which you mean British cigarettes, Dave.
Is that a weird thing to say?
It's really weird thing to say here.
You weird Americans.
And here I mean America. If you're listening to this outside America, then you probably
are
don't
you looking
have a
for
problem.
A Rolling Stones?
I was
tone?
Actually looking for a tone that would work for a stone tone. This being the second episode, I haven't organized
stone
all
tone.
My tones yet.
I mean, what's our goal for today? What are we hoping to do here?
Okay, before you do that, let's see. Is this a stone tone? It could be. It's where it's like...
I'm on a job on my bed, and then I'll put my socks on my head.
Is that how they sound? No. Think so.
That's pretty good, though.
I don't think that's what they sound
like.
I thought
that was all right.
They do need reverb, though, so it would be like this. It'd be like,
really? We need this much reverb.
Maybe this.
Okay, we're in the cave again.
The Verve Cave?
Oh, beautiful subterranean cave.
Hi, everybody. It's us, the Rolling Stones.
Oh, Keith's going to smoke us out. All the oxygen's got to be gone. Because he keeps puffing away in his cigarette. We don't have much time. I sure hope someone comes and rescues us soon.
Yeah, I don't...
The Rolling Stones are trapped in a cave. Elon Musk's at the door with a submarine. What's going to happen?
He's going to fuck those Rolling Stones. All right, never mind. That was a non-starter.
Showed up with a submarine, and I'm going to fuck all of the Rolling Stones.
Is that billionaire inventor
Elon Musk?
Oh, Charlie, get out from behind the drums.
Let's circle him.
He's here to fuck us. Oh, let's get him.
What are you doing with Elon Musk over there? I assume Mick Jagger's voice is something like
something
this.
Something like this, baby.
Oh, no, baby.
Oh, no, no, that's not
Mick
good
Mick Jagger's
at all.
Famous phrase, look at me, baby.
Baby.
Okay.
I can't do a very good Rolling Stones impression.
I can't either.
So I mean,
wait, why? You had a question, and it was why are we here and why are we doing this?
Yeah,
the answer to both of those is we're gonna do rock and roll.
We're gonna try
times.
And make some music. We're gonna talk a little bit,
and we're gonna
about
answer
it.
Your questions.
We're gonna do it badly. If you're here for showmanship, for great musicianship.
No.
If you're here to learn something, you might learn a little something. But
you know, no, like last time. What did you learn last time? Last time they learned that your dad's a hot dog.
Yeah.
Lots of people's dads are probably hot dogs.
Uh-huh.
And it's okay.
Is it okay, though?
No.
Is it really okay?
Maybe. So let's go. I think we should start with an email this time.
Yes.
I think we should start with an email prompt.
Well,
do you have them?
Very thing.
Do you
I
have
do.
Them?
Which music artist would you want to resurrect?
Music artist?
Back from the dead. That's a question from Philip Ha, who is a regular on Here's an Idea, actually.
Oh, our other podcast. The one that doesn't have rock and roll. I guess the Stones?
What? Oh.
We've been dead all along.
It was a joke
when
we died.
The song. My name's Keith, I'm on drugs. And my veins are filled with bugs. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Not bad.
Okay, give us a Philip Haw question.
Which music artist would you want to bring back from the dead? That was the actual question.
Oh, boy. This is a somber way to start it.
It really is a somber way to start
it. I mean, I feel like there's your obvious...
Make funny jokes now.
Yeah, there's your obvious ones like Bowie and Prince.
Yeah.
Because they died within minutes of each other.
I think the last episode we talked about the bassist from Weezer.
I wouldn't bring him back. No, Mikey, I wouldn't bring the middle third Weezer.
Mikey's knocking at the door of the ether and he's going, go on, Joel, let me back in. And you have to be the one to say no. Not you. You're staying in the ether.
Yeah, it's like
Prince is coming through.
Mikey knocking at the door.
Yeah.
Hey, hi, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah. Is that when Keanu fronted Guns N' Roses?
Hey, knocking at the door. Hey,
I'm knocking on the door.
Give me a.
Because there's a pizza man at the door and it's knocking.
Gary, can you do? You know what I want. Hang on. Gary's going to help me out here.
Are you going to do... We're going to do...
No. Listen, you kill some time while me and Gary try and figure something out.
I'm just going to noodle.
Gary's the drummer that we keep behind the glass plate, and he can't really hear us that well, and we can't hear him, but it's like...
Gary works with us.
Hang on.
Gary, Jesus fucking Christ. Gary!
There we go.
Okay.
Give me a little,
What the fuck is this?
You could be mine.
What is this jungle bullshit?
Give it to
Stop
me.
It.
Give me some You Could Be Mine.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, Gary's okay.
Hang on. Can you turn it? Gary, there stop. Stop for one fucking second. Gary, I need to find my tone. That was actually a really good
Gary, calm down.
Oh my god.
Idiot.
I'm impressed. Honestly, god. I was like, what the fuck is this bullshit? But it
I put him on mute when I call him an idiot. If I take him off mute, I go, hey, good job, Gary. See, he's waving. He's like, that's
okay,
not bad.
Okay, here we go. I am going to use the tone of Megadeth's.
All right, are you ready?
Extension. Okay.
Shit, I actually need the lyrics.
Is that the part you wanted, or is it like...
No, keep... Do the whole thing! Do it! Is that the intro? Yeah, that's pretty good. Gary, keep it up. Don't stop.
Yeah!
And then verse. But it's Keanu.
I'm a cold heartbreaker to burn your... And I'll burn your heart into. And I'll leave you lying on the bed. Whoa. I'll be out the door before you wake. Nothing new to you. Cause I think we've seen that movie.
Get out of here, Keanu! Oh, you can't be mine. But you're way out of line.
Not bad, guys. I do like how the chorus is sung by a bird. Good job, Gary.
Give Gary a pat in the back. Yeah. That was actually a really good job. Well
good
done,
job,
Gary.
Man. Not bad at all.
Not bad.
He did it. He's, every once in a while, he's got his moments.
Right.
Okay. Bring in Dead Boys back to life.
There is a band called the Dead Boys. They're pretty good.
Are they dead? They're Irish, aren't they?
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. Oh, they're UK-ish.
They're not. They're actually a...
What?
No, they're a...
Do you know why I think they are?
Band from the United States.
Do you know why I think they are?
Why is that?
Because Rupert Grint was in a movie about them, and so I assumed they were British.
That's insane.
Have you ever seen that?
No, I haven't. What's it called? Is it called Dead Boys?
I don't remember.
Okay. I've lost my questions. Did we answer the question?
No, not really.
Okay.
Dead musicians that you would bring back for... Who do you think would come back and really sell it out? Like, who do you think would be...
Do you mean someone for my personal benefit or someone that would really...
For the world.
...benefit music or benefit...
Who could do it this... Who could come back and be like... They'd be like, oh my God.
I don't want to say Freddie.
His music is just as relevant today as it was back when ever.
I don't want to say Freddie Mercury because that's
it's
boring.
Probably Freddie.
It's probably Freddie, but probably. That's quite a boring answer. I don't want to say Kurt Cobain. It's quite boring.
You know the only thing I lament about Kurt Cobain...
Frank Zappa. How about that?
Maybe. I was never a fan.
Okay.
The only thing I lament about Kurt Cobain is I bet his solo records, because they were definitely breaking up, I bet his solo records would have been all right. I bet he would have tried to make weird, experimental, John Lennon-y solo records.
I think he would have had lots of interesting sort of vocal tapestries. There's a lot going in those. There's a lot going on in those songs, even though it doesn't really sound like it. You have to listen a little harder. I watched someone play all the different parts of Heart Shit Box the other night. You know that usual fucking... Like, that was one of the first things I ever learned on guitar. But...
Yeah, what's the...
Where are you? We're in a B.
It's it. Well, it's drop D.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, it is.
Well...
Yeah, it is.
I mean, I'm playing it. And I'm not in drop D.
I know, but that's because you're playing it wrong.
But the amount of vocal harmonies
yes,
and
please.
Stuff in that is it's incredible.
Do you know
there's a lot going on in that song?
It's like a I don't remember how to play it at all.
Uh-huh.
I just know it's in D.
What are you looking for?
Do you know that the reason that song has all those complex vocal doubling and harmonies, and also on Nevermind.
Why is that?
Is their producer, whose name escapes me.
Butch Vig. Is that him?
No, not Butch Vig. The one before that. He did produce, he might have produced that one.
I know what you're talking about.
The guy, he's a poker player. He's a professional poker player now. I can't remember his name. He convinced Kurt that because John Lennon doubled his vocals that he should do it. Because he's like, I don't want to do it. It sucks. I don't want anything on the record. We can't play live. And he was like, John Lennon did it. He's like, okay. And he, in one of those behind the music things
John
where they...
John took a shit on the stairs. I think you should do it as well.
Okay, man.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Are you going to be able to pick it up in the record, Matt?
Hey, I want you to listen to this, okay? I've got a recording of John Lennon.
Yeah, man.
He's recording Imagine. I want you to listen to this and tell me what you think.
Okay,
all right, let me press play real quick.
Man. Well, I think I'm going to go take a shit on the stairs and then rub my face in it and then dance around in my toes, get it squished between my toes. What do you think about that? George Harrison.
All right, so what do you think about that, Kurt Cobain?
Hey, man, like if John's doing it, then I'll do it, man.
That's what I'm saying.
And you know what? All that took was one listen, and the musical purity that came out of those speakers.
Shut your fucking mouth and listen to this.
Hey, you got any smack?
Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact. Here, hang on. All right, you shoot up and listen to this. I'm going to play it again.
Okay, man.
You know, before I record this record, Let It Be. That's the wrong one. Sorry, Imagine. All right, shut up, Paul, you idiot, you ass.
All right, John.
Shut the fuck up, Paul.
John, you're talking about that song yet again.
Before I record Imagine.
Right.
You know what I can imagine?
What's that,
I can
John?
Imagine taking a shit on your face, Paul McCartney.
Fucking hell.
Here I go, bums out. Oh. Open your face. There you go. There's a nice fat fry for you. Have that sausage.
Oh, you dirty bastard.
There's a breakfast sausage for you.
You dirty little bastard.
Ah, that's what you'll get, Paul McCartney.
You filthy fucker.
You see what I see? See what I mean, Kurt?
Yeah, man, like...
Put your ass on Dave Grohl's face.
Man, you really could feel the tension between the, you know...
It drives their genius.
Like the double harmony of the shit face falling
shitting.
Onto... Yeah.
Yep.
I think I'm picking up what you're putting down,
mm-hmm.
man. Okay, let's try and inject that into our new song.
And inject that needle into your veins. Oh, Gary's not ready for this.
Oh God!
Yeah, I don't remember the solo either.
Oh,
hey,
Dave, come over here.
What's
moment.
Up, man? Hey, I'm happy to be alive. How's it going?
Man, everything's going great. I don't
know
why
you're
so
down?
Happy.
Why are your pants down?
Yeah, man. Look, I need you to. I think there's a spot on my butt.
Oh, let me just get my face
really
right there.
Hurts. Yeah, get have a poke
mm-hmm.
right in there, man.
Oh,
okay. You see.
Your butt's small.
Do you see that hole?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Should it be there?
Okay, it's starting to dilate.
I'm gonna yawn.
Okay. Yeah. Here comes the big spaceship, man.
And that's the story of their genius. That's what made them rock and roll pioneers.
Sorry, guys, I wasn't recording. Can we try another take, please?
God damn it.
Sorry, fellas.
I just swallowed a gallon of your shit, Kurt Cobain.
I don't have no shit anymore, man.
Kill myself. Here's a rock and roll regret.
Rock and roll. I think that's a Manic Street Preacher song. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, let's see.
Rock regrets.
Okay, so here's a rock regret.
Rockin'.
I had tickets to see Nirvana when I was 12 years old.
What happened?
I got, well, here. Well, here's here's what...
You did a bad, whatever
listen,
you did, it
here's what
bad.
Happened on the surface, and then here's what I realized happened later. My mom did not want me to go.
Oh.
We lived in Southeast Texas. They were coming to Houston. Uh-huh. My friend got tickets for his birthday.
Okay.
Shonen Knife was opening.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be a good show. I was happier than I think I'd ever been in my life knowing that this was coming. It was going to be, it would have meant more to me than anything that had ever happened to me. Like it was, I don't know how to explain it. It's the only thing I cared about.
Well, how old were you? You were like
12.
12.
Yeah. And or 11. No, he died when I was 11. So I was 10 or 11.
Well, who bought you tickets?
My friend's mom.
Okay.
And he said, she can bring one friend. And it was me. So I was like, oh my God.
Good.
I was so happy. Months and months, I was just elated. And then we had this fucking reading project that I actually did the work, but I forgot to get my mom to sign off on it. So I panicked and signed her signature when I turned it in. The teacher was like, that's not your mom's signature. How the fuck did she know?
Oh no.
Tells my mom, and my mom, I know she was just looking for anything to say I couldn't go. Well, that's it. You ain't going to see that rock concert. I will.
Were you not like, mom, he's going to die soon?
Yeah, mom, you don't understand how volatile this guy is.
He's going to fucking shoot himself, man. I got to go see him.
I will never forgive her for that because she did it out of spite.
Yeah, you should fucking, you should really ring her up. Can we get her on the phone during one of these podcasts and you give her shit?
Absolutely.
About that? Because that's horrible.
I already have.
My God.
Yeah, really, I mean.
Do you do this thing with your parents that sometimes I do, where it's like you're driving along, you're maybe driving her along to a fast food place to get something.
With your parents?
Get something to eat.
No.
You know, and it's like you're just chatting and then you bring up something that's been chewing on you for like 20 years.
No.
Like, what do you think of that, Mom?
With my mom, with me and my mom, that would only come out in the form of a screaming match. It would never be a minor like, you know what I've always been mad about? That Nirvana concert. Nope. It would be like, yeah, fuck you.
I like that your assumption of me talking to my mom is like, you know,
Mom.
There have been times in the past where you have scorned me, Mother.
And let I'll me never tell you about you.
Once
never you me.
Took all the carrots out of my sandwich. Thrice.
Well, you were turning into a rabbit.
So
I thought it was for the best. I'm sorry, I did the best I could.
Thrice you told me that I couldn't go to see the Manic Street Preachers in Belfast.
Thrice tormented me, Mother. Yeah, I know.
Fucking bitch.
Do you know what my first riff was?
Go on.
First thing I ever got?
Was it Nirvana? Yeah, that was mine too. Except I'm going to play it for you. I remember, because I loved Queen, and I was a skinny, disgusting-looking little teenager, and I thought, you know what? Slay's puss.
Do you know what Slay's puss?
Do you know what
Hang
fucking
on.
Slams puss?
What, were you 13?
So hard, yeah.
You said, Mom? Do you know what Slay's puss?
What is it, Davey?
Mom, I really need to get my fingers sticky and smelly. Sticky and disgusting.
Well, come put the carrots back in your sandwich, Davey. They're all moldy.
They've got some mayonnaise over here if you want to put your hands all over that.
Dave, no, go Mom. Do what your mom says. Put the carrots back in your sandwich, Davey.
No, Mom, you don't get it. I want to fucking plow some sweet snatch. Some tip-top snatcherino.
Well, go do it then, Davey. Don't let your mother stop you.
And you know what does it?
What?
Hard rocking guitar.
Oh, yeah?
Girls get so fucking wet.
Yeah, 13-year-olds?
It's like you have to put your finger in.
Stop it. You're talking about preteens.
I'm not.
You are, because you were a wee lad.
Why can't I be a 13-year-old boy who's boy. Lusting after 18-year-old girls?
Boy.
Why do I... Boy.
Why can't I be a 13-year-old boy?
Why can't I be a boy that likes 19-year-old girls?
Hang on.
Boy.
Why can't I be a boy who lusts after 13-year-old girls? Why can't
I got, what chord is that?
Be a boy, it's an A. Lust after 13-year-old girls.
Get yourself into a... let's get some bass going. Where's...
Oh, okay. I can do that.
And then get Gary on the go. Gary, can we get a nice little 4/4 beat going?
Yeah,
Gary, something smooth, pal.
Gary, no, that's too fast. Gary.
That's too much.
Gary.
Something slow, something sedate, because this song is all about slaying sweet fucking axe wound when you're 13.
Okay, we need some bass. Hang on. Where is it?
Okay.
Why can't I be a bee slamming all of the purse? Why can't I be a bee slamming all of the purse? Oh, me mum says I can't slam that purse, but I'm just a boy, I'm just a boy. My mum says I can slam all the purse, but I'm just a boy, I'm just a boy. Oh, why can't I be a boy slamming all of the purse?
Who are these guys?
Why can't I be a bee slamming all of that?
David, shut up! Put it up, David! Don't
Why
speak!
Can't I be a bee? Be a bee that slams puss.
Harmony.
Why can't I be a bee? Be a bee
I'll go higher.
Okay.
Why can't I be a boy? Be a boy that slams boost.
That's not bad.
Why can't I be
a boy? That's pretty sweet.
That's not bad. Who is that?
That sounds
Who are
like
those guys?
They're called the Bees.
The Bees.
The Bees.
It's a three-piece. It's a power trio.
It sounds amazingly like some sort of shoegaze band that you would have heard in a...
Is this your...
What's that,
is this your CD?
What's going on, Mum?
Is this your CD, The Bees? Listen to the track list, Stevie.
Yeah, Mum. It's got Andrew Beard.
Track one, Slam the Puss.
Slam the
Puss. Track two, Gapey Axe Wound. Stevie. Track three,
what sloppy tacos?
Track four, me mum's a cunt. Davey!
Yeah, Mum, throw on that one. Throw on that one, you dirty bitch. This one's about you.
Why is my mum
okay.
such a cunt? I'm just a little boy. Why is my mum such a cunt? I'm just a little boy.
Davey, I hate this song!
Why is my mum such a cunt? Cause I'm just a little boy. Why is my mum such a cunt? I'm just a little boy. What do you think of that one, Mum?
I don't like it, Davey. I don't like it at all.
That one's about you. And how about your how you're a massive see you next Tuesday?
Dave, is this that sickle at you and your mates? Is this your album, Davey?
Dad, come on in. Like
Davey.
Both of you.
Sit
down.
Here we are. You know, what do you want to tell us, Davey? Do you have a secret?
You know, I've been toiling away in the shed for months. Well, for some reason, my voice sounds like this now.
You take after your dad. I just thought you was up there wanking it, boy.
No.
I thought you were just torching your meat.
No, I wasn't. No, chiseling no chipotle sausage. What I was doing was making...
I thought you were banging your mash, Davey.
No. me and your mates were making a whole song about you two. So that one's called Me Ma's Filthy Cunt.
Did you write a song about me, Davey?
I did.
About your da. What's it called?
Me Da's a Happy Cabbage.
How does it go?
Do you want to hear it?
Oh, put it on, Davey.
Well, it sounds a bit like the other ones.
It's not very creative. Raise me da,
a happy cabbage. I'm just a little boy. Raise me da, just a happy cabbage. I'm just a little boy.
What do you think, Da?
I don't like it, Davey. It makes me sad. I don't like the solo, that's not bad. But why am I a happy cabbage?
You just are, Dad.
Oh.
I've just seen you. And when I take a good look at you sitting in front of TV watching westerns and having a smoke, I think
that's what
there's
I do.
A happy wee cabbage.
That's
right
what
now.
I do, Davey. Oh, just nestle me down in the dirt.
Look, if you
with me head poking out.
If you had to write an album about your mum, what would it be?
Oh, boy. All right, give me a genre.
Fuck. Let's... Not metal, nothing aggressive. It has to be... sadder. Let's do some acoustic or something. I think.
It would have a ska bass line.
Okay. Do you want to do the ska bass?
No, I don't. I really don't.
Okay.
Let me go find an acoustic, and I'll write a sad song about my childhood.
Joe, what you doing in there?
Let's see.
Joe, what you doing in there?
I'm sucking dick, Mom.
I'm sucking my own
dick. Get out.
You fucking piece of... You fucking piece of shit.
Okay, here we go.
Receipt.
You know what? This actually relates. Because when I was young, I had an acoustic guitar first.
Yeah.
And my mom would say... Come in here and play me your guitar. I like the sound of it.
Aw, that's kind of sweet.
It is kind of, right? So then I would do it, and she'd go, oh, not that. I don't like those songs. So what I would...
What does she want you to play, then?
She hated all of the music I liked because it was made by the devil, and it was forbidden in our house, and I had to sneak it.
That is so wild to me.
But So when I would sit down and with my acoustic guitar and not sing and go... She didn't know what I was doing.
Oh, that's pretty.
That's nice.
That's a nice one. I like it when it's nice.
I like it when it's pretty, and I don't like it when it's all that screaming.
That reminds me of what we were originally talking about, which was our first riff being Come As You Are by Nirvana. Let me play it to you the exact way that I played it the very first time.
Give me. Yeah, sure. That's not terrible.
But, I got a 40-pound guitar that my parents kind of bought out the back of a car bonnet somewhere. Or a car boot.
And I got a 40-pound guitar that my dad got out of the car.
No, it's not sad enough.
I got a 40-pound guitar. I got a 40-pound guitar that my dad bought from a car, and he gave it to me. And I played a little tune, I played it wrong. I played a song, I played it wrong. My dad said, hey boy there, got something in your hair, it's a bit of cabbage from my head.
That was pretty good.
So she would like it if I would sit there and go. Just hours and hours on it. But like it was an actual song that I liked. I don't like that. That's bad.
What, like Alice in Chains or something? She'd be like,
yeah. Yeah, I would. This is what I would do. I was 12 years old. Let me find a good one. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm 12 years old. Gary, can you give me a sluggy?
Hang on. Okay. Keep going.
Mom, this is about you.
I want to kill myself when I think of you. I want to dig a hole and put you in that hole, Mom.
Oh, I don't like that.
That's bad. I hate that one. Well, it's about you.
It's about you. It's about how you make me want to fucking kill myself. Yeah. You make me want to take my head and shove it in the fucking microwave and then put a fork in the microwave and then hopefully it explodes and stabs me.
Yeah, it goes like this.
You make me want to put my head into a microwave. Stick a fork in me cause I'm done. I cannot be safe.
Not bad. See, I'm writing nice songs for my parents. Well, technically the only nice one I wrote was for my dad.
How did it go?
It was the Cabbage Boy one. Oh.
Why is my dad a wee cabbage?
It's like my dad's a wee cabbage, but my mum's a gnarly old cunt.
Me mum's a gnarly old cunt.
This might be one of the things that she listens to someday.
You think?
And I'm like, Mum.
Mum, don't listen to it, Mum.
We are very famous. But Humble Beginnings. Here, listen to the first episode.
Don't listen to it, Mum.
Is that the voice
don't
inside my head?
Don't do it, Mum.
Don't fuck it.
I'm going to press the button.
Don't do it, Davey.
I'm going to press the play button.
Oh, no. Oh, that's nice. Here you go, Mum. I wrote a ballad for you, Mum.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it goes like this. Here, let me put my pick down, Mum, so I can pick it real nice for you.
Go on, then. Are you writing for my mum?
Yeah, it's me, Dave. Like it, Mum?
I like it so far.
Hey, it's not bad, Nye.
Not bad at all.
Finger picking's coming along.
Me mum's a cunt. She's a big old stinky flappy cunt. She's bad.
What?
She's bad. Now she's much worse than me dad. Oh, I hate me mum. I wouldn't put her in the fridge. Until she fries. I mean, she dies. I mean, she freezes in the fridge.
Go swim with the mushrooms, mum. In the fridge. I'll chop you into a salad, you stupid bitch.
What? I don't like this song. Stop.
If I had to think about all the food that I would put you in, mum, here's how it would go.
I would cover you ranch.
Oh. I would cover you in ranch. I would put you in the salad. I would make a cheese sandwich of your head. I would put a side of chips on the plate and serve it to me mates, because you're dead. What do you think of that, mum? Do you like my song?
Is this like the day before you move out, I think?
Yeah.
It's like the other day.
I would take it, I would...
Zero fucks.
Grate your head like cheese. I would do it with great ease. I would put you over my pasta bolognese.
Yeah.
Mom.
I don't like it, dear.
Mom, I need some inspiration for a song.
Okay, what you need?
Can I make you into lunch, Mom?
What what if you could be put into food? How would
I like that very much, Davy.
I would like me inside a stroking off.
Oh, I'll be like stroking beef? Off.
I'll be fucking...
Dog, get out of here, Dog.
Get the fuck out
Dog,
of here.
Get out.
I'm stroking off in the
I'll
corner.
I'll be stroking off, Davy. I'm an old crazy bastard.
I like this Muse sound that you've got going on here.
Muse.
I bet we could do a pretty good Muse. Get Gary.
Okay, here we go.
This.
Gary,
but
are you
the
ready?
So, what's the song about?
No, Gary. Jesus
Hang on.
Christ.
Let's see if
get
there's
the
any suggestions
out.
For
any questions that we can answer with a Muse song. I would do it. There's your Muse.
This Muse.
Yeah. There you go. Not bad.
My guitars and really fuck them up. Installing lots of weird electronics, all sorts of gadgets and gizmos. We are a three-piece, but you wouldn't think so. Anyway, let's blow this fucking show.
That's pretty good.
Not bad. I do like that you,
Gary,
took your opportunity
to do what?
With a Muse song to just talk about Muse.
Yeah, it wasn't really themed on anything, was it?
No, not really. Yeah, if you had to write a Muse song...
Can you... Okay, do you know any bands that actually sing about themselves? There's tons of them where they come out and they go, yo, we're Limp Bizkit. There's one, for example.
Yeah, that's true.
We're bad boys. We're going to fuck you up. But Muse never come out. And they're like, we're clever boys. We all went to grammar school and then attended a very prestigious university where we all met while we were studying music theory. And then you
and me... Give me that riff again, then.
Okay.
This is perfect. Not bad.
Yeah, that's better. So if that was the intro, it's like Tenacious D. You right. come out and you sing the song that's about your band.
But it's a law. It's a law that every band has to introduce themselves with a song before the actual show. It's like you get thrown in prison if you don't fucking do it. Because you've got 10,000 people in attendance and they don't know who the fuck you are. Like, who knows what bands look like? You're only there to listen to them. So when four bald men come out...
Four bald men? What
you don't
band
know,
is this?
You don't know it's R.E.M. You don't know it's them. So they it's have to they have to sing an introduction.
Men. They're not four bald men.
Peter Buck ate off the rest of their hair and then grew it back out of his own skull again. You don't know what they look like, so they have to introduce a song. They have to introduce themselves via song.
Oh, I'm tuned way too low. Okay, hang on. Here we go. Nope, nope.
Gary,
fuck off. It's gonna be like.
Come on, Gary, give us a good one. Oh yeah, you're right.
Oh wait, fuck it,
Gary. Pal. Yeah.
Gary, you're the worst. Why are you so bad at this? Gary, play one beat and play it right, and stop being a fucking asshole. No,
Gary,
stop it. Stop
Gary,
fucking around.
It goes like this. There you go.
Oh. No, that's too much too many flourishes. Gary,
he's getting too confident.
Please, just like, thank you. Just like that, please. Okay, go ahead. Go for it.
Hello, Cleveland. We are R.E.M. We're from Atlanta. I'm Michael.
And I'm Peter.
And I'm Mike Mills.
And I'm the drummer.
I'm a replacement.
That's right, our original drummer left in the late 90s. If you'll remember, he had a brain tumor. That's true. But we're R.E.M. and we're here to play Wispy Boy sad songs about emotions and all the stuff in the oceans. It's all garbage. And I came out in the late 90s and everybody was like, duh. Of course, Michael, of course you're gay. I'm Michael Stipe.
And
I'm the bald one, that's Peter.
And I'm Mike Mills.
And I'm the drummer.
Yeah.
And that's Gary. Gary!
Gary.
You fucking miss every dog
cue.
Shit.
You miss every cue. You're the worst.
Gary, you're a fucking burger full of dog shit covered in mustard.
I'm Michael Stipe.
So that was you know something, that was pretty extensive as far as an introduction goes.
I know a lot about REM, not a lot, but like enough to do that.
To be like,
that was all of it.
Yeah, that's fine.
I could probably list their first like six albums, maybe.
Automatic for the People.
That was not their first album.
It was.
There was like Murmur, and then Green, and then Out of Time, and then Automatic for the People, and then Monster.
Right.
Do you remember Monster, where they're like, we found the distortion on the guitar. It was there the whole time.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Holy shit.
Hey, check it out. It sounds like
did you know there's a button on my pedal?
Check it out.
All right, I got to find a less crazy
So who else
sound.
Would be good at introducing themselves then?
Give me one. Give me a band.
Motorhead. I don't want to play Motorhead.
Motorhead.
I don't like Motorhead.
We are here to sing a show for you and Motorhead.
Motorhead are one of those bands where everyone worships them. Obviously, Lemmy, legendary. Drinker, legendary icon and figure.
What else is he
but
good at, though?
When you pop a fucking one of 30 Motorhead albums in, you kind of help but go, God, that's a bit, that's shite, isn't
Not
it?
Not great, is it?
They've done, there's been much better produced.
Let's see.
And you understand it because it was the mid-70s, and you're like, oh, wow, for the time, that must have been rocking as hell, but we've all moved on a bit, haven't we? That's probably an unpopular opinion, but I don't fucking care. Fight me.
This is every Motorhead song.
Okay.
Actually, Gary, can you do Motorhead? Can you... Okay, so Gary, it's like...
Uh-huh.
Imagine 12-bar blues if it was played wrong.
Imagine if you had to dance at the prom, but there's a guy with a gun pointing at
he's
you.
He's going to kill
and
you?
And he's saying, look, I need you to dance four times as fast.
No, Gary, that's way too slow.
Or I'll kill you.
You really need to speed this up. It's like,
There you go.
Yeah, not bad.
Got a bit of a gallop going.
Oh, all right, my motorhead. I've got lumps on my face. Fills all over the place. The drummer's really boring, but we're Motorhead anyway. I'm really super ugly. I really look like a piece of shit. I look like a fish that's been living in a lake filled with toxic waste. Anyway, how you doing tonight, Glasgow? Hey!
Not bad. Not bad at all. A better Lemmy impression came out of my mouth hole than I thought would. Gary, yeah. Gary. Okay, do you want to try
Shut
it?
Shut up, fucker. Another Motorhead song? Or another band? Because I like that bass. I really like that bass you got going on there.
It's a bit muddy. Let's go. How do you feel about going to another question?
Give me one. Give
like
me
we
anything.
Deviated a
do
little
it.
Bit.
Do it for me. Give me that hot shit.
Can you guys, again from Philip Hahn, can you guys do heavy metal covers of nursery songs?
Absolutely.
What do you think?
Okay, Gary, I'm going to give you a very important job here. Do not fuck it up, please, for the love of God.
Okay.
Not bad, Gary.
Oh, nice. Hang on. Let me get a good old.
Keep it up, buddy. Don't fuck around. Give me the good shit.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna get the. Not bad. Oh, what nursery rhyme?
I don't know.
Okay, here we go.
Hickory dickory dock. The mouse ran up the clock. The clock struck one. Now it's done. Hickory dickory dock. Hickory dickory dock. The mouse ran up the clock.
Yeah, yeah.
Hickory dickory 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 dock.
That's death dickory dock right there.
Death dickory duck.
Oh, it's
yes, death
tick tick tock. Click 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 clock. Hick hick reduck.
Oh. Are you doing Saint Anger? Is that what it's like? That's about how the riff goes.
That's not bad. What's another nursery rhyme? You got a baby? Don't you sing to him?
No, I do not. His
don't
ears don't
sing
work.
Him?
He doesn't have ears. They're not connected to his...
They haven't been hooked up
he hasn't
yet?
Grown up
the his... guy hasn't come to hook him up yet?
No, the guy...
Oh.
Hello, I'm here to put your baby's ears on.
Yeah, he comes
in. He's upstairs. Come on. He's asleep right now. It's a good time.
I'm going to stick a tester in his ears.
Right, come on.
Okay. All right. They don't work. Oh, you're not provisioned for the right kind of cable. I've got to come back.
Sorry, there's only two choices you have in this area. And yeah,
you get the big package or the little package, and he doesn't fit either.
There is a 3D, there is a 3G package, so we can only hear local sounds, but okay. at a very expensive rate.
Here, let's get... All right, Gary, hit me.
Okay.
A task in a green yellow basket, blah. The task in a green and yellow basket, blah.
Here we go.
Okay.
Baba black sheep, happy when you fool. Yes sir, yes sir, three blacks full. One for the master, one for the team. One for the little boy who lives down the lane. Yeah.
Wow. You know all the words to that?
I do.
Is this like a medley of nursery rhymes then? Okay.
Baba black sheep, happy when you fool. Yes sir, three blacks full. One for the master, one for the team. One for the little boy who lives in hell!
good.
I can't find any others. There's a million on. Oh, I got one. I got one.
Okay. Ding, dang, dead.
Thanks, Gary.
Nice one, Gary. Well, I think we covered...
Not bad.
We covered three nursery rhymes there. That's
not bad. Yeah, that's not bad.
Well, let's end it on a high note, shall we? Let's see what
like up here?
Here?
Like...
Yeah, get it. Oh, man. I didn't realize that this podcast is going to be rife for jokes like that. That's very good. All the questions are kind of similar, which is, if you could resurrect a dead boy to watch them perform, who would it be?
That can't be it.
I would resurrect the arm of
Def Leppard's drummer.
Drummer, yeah.
You know, I was watching them on TV just a couple of days ago, and I listen. I can't look away or stop listening to just the drummer.
Okay.
Because I want to see what he's doing with his feet.
There's so much going on with his feet.
Yeah.
If you watch really carefully, he's eating noodles while playing drums with his feet.
From noodles from the offspring?
With chopsticks.
He's eating noodles from the offspring.
Yeah, he's eating him like...
Yeah, 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 yeah.
He's eating him like that Bosch pinning where it's Saturn devouring his son.
The offspring sang about two things. They sang about things that seemed important in the late 90s in Los Angeles at first, and then they sang about dumb stuff.
Like about dumb stuff.
Like, my buddy is a shithead and nobody likes him and everybody thinks that he sucks.
Oh, God, are we going to get into the comedy offspring songs?
No.
I would rather not. Like the ones where it's like, I put a shit in my dad's sandwich.
Actually, that's not bad.
I put a shit in my mom's sandwich.
Shit in the sandwich. Yeah.
Dirty fuck. Yeah. Smells really bad.
That's actually not bad, and it does not bother me at all.
Shit in a sandwich! Yeah, yeah, yeah!
Alright, Gary, give me one more.
Alright, play me out, Gary. Let's go.
Shit in a sandwich! Yeah, yeah, yeah! Shit in a sandwich! Yeah, yeah, yeah!
Shit in a sandwich!
Yeah, yeah, yeah!
Shit in a sandwich!
Yeah, yeah, yeah! I put a shit in my dad's sandwich, he said no! Shit in my mom's sandwich, she said no! I said shit in the sandwich! Yeah, yeah, yeah!
Shit in my sandwich!
Yeah, yeah, yeah!
Shit in my sandwich!
Yeah, yeah, yeah!
Shit in my sandwich!
Yeah, yeah, yeah!
Take a shit in my sandwich! Yeah, yeah, yeah! Take a shit in my sandwich! Yeah, yeah, yeah! A dirty little shit and do a turd in my sandwich. Turn it into a sausage baguette.
Shit in my sandwich, yeah, yeah, yeah. Shit in my sandwich, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Got a
shit in my sandwich, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Got a
shit in my sandwich, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shit in a sandwich, yeah.
Yeah.
Shit in a sandwich.
Yeah. Eric.
Anyway, this is Dexter. Buy my new hot sauce. Bye.
It's noodles. Buy my noodles.
All right. That was a good
note. That was it. That's all.
That's a good note.
That's all. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Gary.
I don't think we learned anything today.
Thanks, Chad.
Actually, that's not... Who's Chad?
Gary's friend. Okay. He's hanging out.
Oh, hey, Chad. I think we learned what REM might sound like if they were to formally introduce themselves.
Yeah. The end. Full stop.
That's about it, really.
My name is Michael Stein.
Name is Michael Stein.
I think Michael Stipe.
I'm a little wormy boy.
I think a good career for him now would be to sneak into children's bedrooms and introduce himself.
What do you mean?
Give me the riff again.
Like a monster. Okay. It's too doity.
That's fine. It's fine. Just go. Just do it. That's bad. That's good.
The night is long.
I'm just a kid and I'm going to sleep.
Pull your covers up over your head. In your bed. I'll lay down next to you and whisper in your ear. There's nothing to fear, 'cause Michael Stipe is here. Licking in your ear. It's me. My name is Michael Stein. Kiss you on the head. Put you to bed. The day is long. Wipe the spit off your mouth. Keep it in my pocket. You're my favorite boy.
All right. That's enough. Listen, guys. Listen.
Oh, my God.
If you made it this far, congratulations.
Yeah, we're these are getting smoother already.
Oh, yeah. Before by episode two, we're already...
Tight-oiled machine.
By three, we'll have Gary replaced with a robot. We'll know where all our tones are. I'll remember to turn my volume up and down at the right times.
Yeah, we'll have guests like Yngwie Malmsteen. It's going to be great. Oh, thanks for having me on the show.
This is what I want from you. If you're listening to this, this is what I need from you. I need you to email good questions about music, about rock and roll.
We had some good ones. You had some good examples.
Or not about music. I'd be willing to answer any sort of question via rock and roll.
The gift of rock and roll.
The magic of rock and roll.
That God gave us.
God gave rock and roll to you.
You can take any song, and it's great if you're whispering it as you climb into a child's bed and trying to keep it quiet.
Give rock and roll to you. Give rock and roll to you. Put in the sounds. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
What a terrible song. I want you to email us at noiseholepod@gmail.com.
Do that.
I want you to
send us anything, like even if you just have a thought.
Send us song ideas. Send us lyrics to a song that you wrote.
Okay.
And tell us.
You want to cram lyrics into something?
Yeah, tell us what genre it is.
Okay,
and we
good.
Will play it for you. And then you'll know. Because you can't, that's it. You can't play music.
And so,
you'll know.
But you want a song. Let's say your other half is annoyed that you cracked eggs all over the sink. And
for Valentine's Day?
You did fuck all. You failed. What and making an omelet, a Valentine's Day omelet, the classic.
Yeah, the classic V-Day om.
And so you're thinking, I gotta win back her heart. I'm gonna write a song, but
I don't. But guys, I don't play any instruments.
We'll write songs for you.
Oh my God.
We step in like two burly boys and we'll write.
We'll write a
delicious slab of music for you.
I think that'd be fine. I think that'd be acceptable. I would enjoy it. Email those to. What do you call them? Pod, hole, noise.
Yeah.
Noiseholepod@gmail.com.
Noiseholepod@gmail.
Visit us.
At noisehole.net.
Noisehole.net, that's right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rank and review us. Listen, if you thought this was good or if it got good later, rank and review us on iTunes. Give us those 5 stars, baby.
Hell yeah, baby. Five boy. We need that 5-star money, baby.
And then what else can they do? Twitter, Instagram, noiseholepod.
Just do searches.
I bet eventually we'll have Facebook.
We'll have Facebook someday.
One of these days.
We'll be on Twitch eventually. It's going to be great. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. There's so much stuff that we can do. It's going to be brilliant. So I'll leave you with that.
That's probably good enough.
Okay.
If we had an outro song, it would probably start playing here, but we don't. But you might write one later. Oh, shit.
Go to sleep.
When you
podcast time. It's time to go home, 'cause it's night. Your wife is all alone. The funny part to me is she can hear us singing, but she can't hear what we're playing. So it probably sounds like we're crazy.
Oh yeah, you're right. She probably just hears us yelling and screaming.
Also, my child's in the next room and she hears us screaming about shit sandwiches.
You have to play authority figure while she's also listening to you talk about this kind of stuff. I mean,
yeah,
you know, it's kind of a...
I come out of here and I go, why didn't you do your homework? And she's like, you are singing about shit. And I'm like...
I took a shit
in neither
sandwich,
here nor
Dad.
There.
You said you loved shit sandwiches. All right, I heard it in that other
okay,
room.
All right, listen, we have to stop.
Okay.
That's all.
Bye.
That's all. Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.
The Noise Hole with Dave and Joel is copyright 2019 Dave McElfatrick and Joel Watson. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at NoiseholePod. Email us your song ideas and questions to noiseholepod@gmail.com and visit us at noisehole.net
because the .com was already taken, and they want like $4,000 for it.